Waiting for Jenny takes place in Stillwater, Minnesota. Why did you choose that location?
Well, I live in Stillwater, and I love the town. I wanted this to be a small town for the story, and I wanted to, because most of the scenes take place in a park, I was looking for a park that would be visually interesting. And it was funny because I did look around the Twin Cities quite a bit, and it was just, I happened to be in Pioneer Park where it was filmed, and I looked at this bench, and I thought, that's the bench. And so that was how I chose it.
Well, it's really a wonderful setting and sets this tone for this film because it needs to have a sense of trust and vulnerability because she is there alone on the bench for quite a while.
Yes, she sits there quite often.
Well, you began as a screenwriter, right? And then you've made this transition to both writing and directing. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, I've been writing screenplays for about close to 10 years now. And I love writing. I love writing stories. I love making up stories and seeing what happens to my characters as they live their story. And at a certain point, I thought, you know, I really would like to know how the whole process works because I think I can be a better writer, a better screenwriter, if I know all the aspects of film. And so I decided if I'm going to do that, I really need to, you know, immerse myself. And so I decided to take a filmmaking degree at Minneapolis Community College. And it was really supposed to be kind of an adjunct to the screenwriting, but the first time I made a film, I realized that this was my love. And it was, you know, being part of the entire process from writing and thinking up your characters and then, you know, being able to see them come alive in the filmmaking process. And so, you know, it just turned out to be kind of what I really wanted to do, and it took me a while to figure it out.
Well, in this story, you have a character who, you really set her in a sort of a sense of mystery. We don't really quite know what is going on in the beginning. Can you tell us a little bit about the relationship between the reality and this sort of mystery or magical, almost realism that's taking place with your character?
I wanted it to be, I did want it to be a mystery. It's really the story of this young policeman. It's, you know, he's learning what it is to be a policeman, and he's enthusiastic about his job. He wants to help people, and he wants to solve people's problems. And so I, you know, he confronts the problem, the mystery of this older woman, and what is her problem, and what can he do to help her solve it? And during the story, I think the policeman learns, and then the audience learns at the same time that there are some problems in life that just do not have solutions. And you know, it's one of the kind of the tragedies of life, and I think that's what the film is supposed to really depict.
Well, I think there are things that don't have solutions, though. So I think that's what's sort of interesting about this film is you leave her in a sense of, as you say, mystery and sort of vulnerability and becomes almost symbolic in a way of what we all confront in life and how here this policeman could almost be a knight in shining armor who comes to the rescue, but he's sort of a befuddled version of that knight.
And still, you know, I wanted to show that he was, and I tried to contrast him with the woman at the house, as he is someone who is caring, and I use the kind of the symbol of the closed doors to indicate that there are, you know, people in our society that are isolated, and it's important that we know that and that we care for other people. And I think the policeman is supposed to be my ideal of someone that reaches out and tries to help others. And the woman at the house is kind of the opposite, is someone that really doesn't care and doesn't want to know.